Hello and welcome to another episode of the Black Tower podcast. It is a Wheel of Time podcast, not to be confused with the other Black Tower. I don't know, but I'm sure there's another one out there somewhere.
Apparently it's a wine company, which I find the irony astoundingly wonderful.
I like it. Anyway, I am your Bajan Mihail, Andrew. And I am joined by one of my co-hosts. Sorobon
Mihail, Josh. That's the one.
Yeah. And
we do have another Mihail. He's running a little bit late tonight. He's on some Black Tower business. But he'll be here.
Yeah. He got held up by some guards in Camelin that wanted to ask more questions than they should have. So thought we had a treaty about that. Anyway.
Yeah, you're on our land. You gotta do what we say.
Connection's kind of robotic for me. I don't know if it's my internet or your internet or what is happening.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I did speed test earlier and all my stuff was fine. It's probably just Zoom. Or it's me. I don't know. Zoom hasn't told me I'm unstable again, so... people are here for the mouth candy. Okay. Interesting.
Here for the mouth candy.
Interesting choice of words. Interesting. Anyway, moving on. We'll keep the plugs brief, short, quick, and to the point. Make sure you head over to blacktowerpod.com for all of your stuff, or all of our stuff, Black Tower, for you to enjoy, take part in, comment on how much you love it, how much you hate it. Whatever you got to say about it, go for it. We've all got thick skin, and if we don't like what you have to say, we'll simply ignore it. But we do take constructive criticism, so if you do see something you think we could be doing better or hear something that you think we could be doing better, please be sure to let us know. You can find links to all of our social media as well as our email and everything there on blacktowerpod.com. I think my internet just died.
The taint has taken out Andrew's internet, and the taint has also taken out Daniel's work-life balance. So I called my very special friend in here, and this is totally not planned before, but yeah. Malkier talks. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks. I'm here to fill in for the bubble of evil that seems to have hit the Black Tower. And shit, Andrew just put in the live
chat. Damn!
2 hours. Fuck, you know. Right, just Andrew, come back in and just like, you know, be an active listener. yeah, it's good to be here.
I was about to say, he can't even hear us talking about him right now. You know, if nothing else, this will be a really awesome little bonus recording for the patrons.
Welcome to the Black Tower bonus episode.
Black Tower bonus episode. Yeah. How are you doing?
Welcome.
How you doing?
The chat is just killing it at the moment. This is great.
We call this the BTB, the Black Tower bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So what should we talk about on this bonus episode?
Do you know what? I kind of want to go back to the teleportation traveling conversation.
Fuck yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
I feel like that's controversial enough that will trigger like half of the people here.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, especially if they're not a Shrekie, they'd be like, what the fuck?
So it was brought up on Twitter the other day that that traveling in the Wheel of Time is similar to Star Trek The Next Generation teleportation, and Robert Jordan changed it because he didn't want it to be too similar to Star Trek. Now, I'm willing to say that, as you know, from someone who has attempted to write books, not well, please, not well at all. Anybody reading my shit's like,
well, now I want to narrate something.
I'll send you a clip. But no, their claim was that Robert Jordan saw Star Trek, thought it was cool, put that into the books, and then later on kind of chickened out and was like, no, I don't want it to do that. I'm okay with saying, you know, okay, we had an idea for this, but as the story progressed, as we started fleshing things out, things sort of evolved and changed. I don't think it's okay to make assumptions on why those mm-hmm. changes were made. I just want to get that right out. But yeah, what, so kick that off for us, Rob. Like, what, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm going to start off with, so I got tagged in this. Thank you, Snakes and Foxes. Appreciate that. He knows I'm a Trekkie. So, you know, I'm down with that. This is good. And then I got in late as well. I didn't see the tag straight away. So I was working at the time and I saw it, I don't know, a while later. And I was like, huh? Star Trek, Wheel of Time. Now I've done a crossover live stream where we were like, let's take characters in Wheel of Time and say which Star Trek they're going to be in. Spoiler warning, we put none of them in Enterprise. Sorry, Jonathan Archer. And if you're not familiar with which one I meant, then when I said Enterprise, go watch some Star Trek.
I'm with you. Okay, I love Star Trek as well. I've got a really great story about drinking wine with the bridge crew of the Next Generation.
Ooh, all right. Well, that can be on BTB as well. So
#BTB.
It's a #BTB. But it started off with like who is this? I kind of writing Brie, I think it is. I'm not sure. I just need to know whether or not people complained about the similarities between how teleportation was written in Wheel of Time and how depicted in Star Trek prologue specific, and whether it was changed forward due to such complaints, brackets, if you can help. And I was like, I've never once compared the traveling to transportation, you know, like taking the transporters in Star Trek. Never once made that connection. And then Shaq goes on, like, well, the replies in that go on. I had multiple.
It's actually a pretty big conversation. Yeah.
I was, it just kept going. Like I woke up the next day and it was still going. I'm like, I have nothing to add to this conversation that has not already been said.
One, just to give you guys the gravity of this one pulled Daniel, our own Amon Khan Mihail, who never gets on Twitter. It pulled him. Mm-hmm. He made a comment on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like Malkiz King was in there. Glenn, the geeky hippie. I always say that wrong. I always say geeky hippie for some reason. We were getting like screenshots from the books. We were getting clips from wikis, all sorts of bits and pieces, just trying to explain, like, you know, it's not the same fucking thing. This person was, I don't know. It was... They wouldn't leave it known. They were like, you know, this is, I think this way or that's why. And I'm like, yeah.
I feel like the points that they made weren't really playing into what their original claim was.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, well, it is similar to teleportation in the beginning. It's not though. The air shimmered around him and he stepped through. It's like, no, that's him stepping through something. That's him moving across time and space, which I guess technically teleportation is moving across time and space, but the methodologies are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start talking about people's understanding of the true power and the one power and the true sword, whatever, you know, it doesn't really compare.
No,
it's apples and oranges.
Yeah. Malkiz King has put a good descriptor in. And we kind of talked about this in the pre-show because this came up randomly just as I was chatting away. First time I've ever heard of it. There is no teleportation in what quotations around teleportation.
That's right.
Perhaps the gateway imagery may seem similar to that of a person teleporting, but in Wheel of Time, no one has ever been molecularly dismantled and remantled elsewhere. I like that, remantled. That's a good phrase.
Remantled.
Yes. Their bodies stay whole and require no mantling. I like this. Mantle. It's good.
That's a new word and I'm in for it.
Yeah, I'm down for it too. That's the key bit there for me. And this person just sort of carried on being like, oh, but this, oh, but that, oh, but this bit and that bit. And I'm like, no. So, and then I see deleted tweets. Okay. Now, cause I'm going back through the, through the threads.
Yeah, no, the person who originally brought it up went through and deleted some, because I think at some point in time people got a little testy.
I can believe that. You know, that happens occasionally, doesn't it? So
it does, unfortunately.
We're all human. This happens. So
it, you know, especially with something we're this passionate about. I mean, because if there's anything, it's, you know, when you get into these nerd and geeky fandoms and situations, you know, you get a lot of people that are like very, very passionate,
yeah,
about what they can do.
I had noticed Andrew's in the live chat.
Andrew is in the live chat. He is listening live.
He is listening live to BTB.
To his show.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Andrew, you missed the start where we decided this is now a Black Tower bonus. And
it is hashtag BTB.
Yep. When the when you left, unfortunately, because of your internet. I love it. I finally made it live, guys. That's brilliant.
Yay!
Yay! When your internet crashed out on you, I became the host, apparently. I don't know
why. That's right. I called Rob in totally randomly, not planned in advance at all.
Yeah, so we are recording you a BTB episode. Daniel's going to turn up soon and be like, hey, y'all, what's going on?
I feel like when it comes to the difference, like the key differences between teleportation and traveling, even the different methodologies of even like skimming, and you get, it's very clearly laid out that there are, you know, you're opening a gateway, you're opening something and walking across a space. You physically have to move. You don't have the galaxy moving around you. You're not being moved by an electromagnetic force of some kind, a quantum force of some kind.
Yeah.
You're moving yourself through a tunnel of your own making. So I think there's a real difference between the two. And I know some people can get in there and say, oh, well, it's semantics. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the whole point. That's the whole conversation.
Yeah, that is the whole bit around, you know, like it started with similarities between them. I'm like, well, it's only similar as in you go from one space to another. It's how much time and what changes did your body go through in the process? So
We can even see possibly, you know, like they were saying, you know, the air shimmering around them. Okay, cool. I can see there's visual similarities, but the mechanics behind the two separate functions are completely different.
Yeah. Like Andrew said in the pre-show, the closest you get to it is the true power, where you kind of just pull the different place of the pattern around yourself.
Yes.
There's still no breaking down of your body into atoms and then rematerializing somewhere else. So remantling. Remantling, that's the word.
Remantling. in teleportation, your body is completely deconstructed or dismantled and moved those particles through subspace to another area where you are reassembled or remantled, versus traveling or using a gateway where your body stays completely intact.
Mm-hmm.
There's no destruction or decomposition of your body, of yourself.
This is true. I don't even think when you take the whole Slayer and Perrin dipping in and out of the dream world thing, I don't even think that factors into it either, because there's no breakdown of body there. As you say, there's no atomization. I wanted to throw a fun word in there. You know, no demantling of them. Oh, so
no demantling.
Yes.
I love that. No, I don't know. I like where it's going. I'm happy with it. I even love that the question was raised, because I like being able to dissect the little bits.
Yeah, who doesn't enjoy a bit of metaphysics occasionally?
Yeah, it's fun. It's super fun. Where I'm not okay with is when someone's going to come in and start saying, well, no, you're wrong because, okay, no, you've lost the plot.
Unless they're throwing factual evidence at you, then I'm okay with being told I'm wrong. You know, but when they're like, you're wrong because I think this, unless the original thing was about your personal opinion, you know, you stated something on like, you know, this is, I'm seeing similarities here. Like this is, I think, you know, the author, you know, the author changed this. That's what we're arguing about. And now you're like, well, actually, no, you're not throwing internet. You're not throwing facts at the internet. So, you know, people aren't going to take you seriously. So
it's true. Well, and I think you bring up a really good point. Yes. I cannot tell you that your opinion is wrong. So if you say, in my opinion, I can't go, well, you're wrong because I don't think your opinion is right. Hmm. I can say, here's an excerpt from Robert Jordan's notes where he outlines why your opinion is incorrect. Now, that's not to say your opinion sucks or I hate you or anything. I'm just saying, just pointing out that your opinion doesn't match the evidence that is being possessed. So you know what? Dude out there who posted that, if you want to person out there who originally posted that claim, if that's your headcanon and you feel like that's what happened, you know what? Cool. You live your best life, man.
Yep, I agree. If you want to make that headcanon for yourself, that's great. I love a bit of headcanon. That's what I do for my podcast is, you know, let's talk random crazy ideas. So, you know, headcanon is living its best life there. But, you know, there's a very difference between canon and headcanon. And
it's
you got to make sure you make that distinction. You know, if you're talking right, my headcanon is canon. Well, you're going to get tripped up. So,
I feel like there's a certain balance too when you're writing a book. Or when you're writing a story, rather, there is plot line. There's foundation, right? There's the world building, you know. There's magic building. There's rules that are involved in this world that you've created. And as you write, you know, really good writers, really great writers, will abide by these rules as the rules that they set for themselves. They will abide by these rules as they progress through the story, and it makes it, you know, just amazing. And when you get stories that are more poorly written, it's because people say, this is how it is, except for this time. It's one of the reasons I can't stand Bleach, the cartoon Bleach. It's like, this technique takes 400 years to learn how to do. Oh no, we don't have 400 years. Good. Because I have a method where you could learn it in 3 days, but it's very dangerous. And it's like, everybody would do the 3-day one. Everybody would do the 3-day one.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to break the rules occasionally. You know, can I say that like Daniel would say it? Like, you know, to be fair, you can break the rules occasionally. But if you do it too much, it's not good.
It's if you do it too much, it's like, why do you have the rules in the first place? Exactly. And then the story just begins to unravel, and it's just not enjoyable.
This is the way. I don't know. I'm just throwing out random things. That is true. So since Andrew is on a 2-hour hiatus, apparently. Poor Andrew, that really sucks, man. I'm genuinely. You can get in on Zooms on your phone. But you can't be in the live chat on your phone as well.
Can't do both. Yeah, we learned that one the hard way.
Oh, yeah, that is hard. Okay.
We learned that lesson the hard way.
Shall we?
We had Dane Bornhold on one of our shows. And he was like, oh, I can't do both. And we were like, okay, well, we'll do one and not the other. And we tried to come up with like a nice like workaround where everybody could do it, and it just not. It recorded one audio track and we needed four.
Yeah, I mean, I record my first time Rito, and he has poor hardware in terms of tech, so I just be like, you know, hop in the chat in Discord, and I'll use OBS to record my mic and the computer sounds, and nice. I get a single line of audio, but it's just the two of us, so it's not, you know, we don't talk over each other a lot and such. But yeah, I can imagine that would be tough with you three chatty guys and then guests as well. So yeah.
it can be a bit of a challenge, yes, sometimes. Well, but you know, I will say this: it's creative thought that matters most, right? So if you want to say like, oh yeah, it's teleportation and traveling are the same, or they at least they were, and then he changed it to you know, make it blah, blah, blah. Okay. I mean, like I said, I can go with that.
Yeah,
I can go with that. If that's your headcanon.
Yeah, I can get the vibes, you know, like the shimmering, like we said earlier, and things like that. I can understand the idea behind it.
If you're going to make the claim, you better have an interview. You mm-hmm. better have a time where Robert Jordan was like, you know what? I was writing the story and I got to a point where I was like, oh my God, this is way too much like Star Trek. Like I need to change this. And I know there are people who are much better researchers than I am. But I Googled it. I was like, oh, did Robert Jordan, you know, I looked through some stuff. Never once did I see him say. And again, the only thing I could find were, you know, firsthand witness accounts of people going, so Mr. Jordan, and trying to ask him these zinger questions. And he responds by dismissing it and just being like, yeah, you need to get laid.
Yeah.
Like he's actually said that. And I feel like if someone were to come up to him and say, I think that Star Trek is the same, and he'd just be like, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
You need to get out of the house.
Folks, so Amon Khan Mahel has arrived.
Yeah!
Chat. Yay!
The Amon Khan Mahel has landed.
Welcome.
He's coming in, though.
Be playing the part of the Bajan Mahel. I cannot do an
entry. Apparently.
So, Daniel, yeah, welcome to the BTB, the Black Tower bonus. Because Andrew's internet died and will not be back for at least another 90 minutes.
And Daniel is frozen.
It also appears that Daniel's internet
is dead. My God, what is going on tonight?
The taint, take us all.
Daniel. Now, my internet just died for a second too. But I'm back now.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Andrew, please cancel that bubble of evil you said.
Back again.
Yeah.
Daniel's back.
Back again.
Daniel just needs to sign into the Discord now so that everybody else can hear it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fuck.
I also fuck, like Snakes fuck, and Foxes comment,
fuck,
by the way.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
that was a lot of fucks, Daniel.
Great. Snakes now we're not going to be able to monetize this episode.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't anyway. I'm here, so.
That's true.
Snakes and Foxes. I like how his problem with was traveling looks too much like Star Trek, but he's got no problem with pulling a sword from the stone. That should right. be the bonus. That let's just get as many comparisons as we can. So we've got Star Trek transporters.
Okay.
We've got Sword from the Stone. You know, right, so does right. that make Rand King Arthur, basically, doesn't it? You know, so
it makes Rand
yes
King.
No,
because he doesn't pull it from the stone.
It doesn't matter. No, that's not true. He does pull it from the stone. He doesn't pull it from the stone in the stone, but he does
pull it from the air in the stone.
Yes, exactly.
But Nirishma
from the stone
actually pulls it from the stone.
Oh, yes. Oh, so Nirishma, okay, right. So does that... So... Who put the sword in the not in in Wheel of Time, but in Arthurian
Merlin
legend?
Did.
Is it Merlin? Merlin. So that make Rand as Merlin then?
Sort of.
Kinda.
Like you're not wrong, but also,
yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna make the claim right now. Rand is Merlin.
Hey, come on. Rand has magical powers.
No, Moraine is Merlin.
What he's magical. No, Moraine can't be Merlin. Moraine's a girl.
I will come through the screen and end you.
I think we've established your internet is not good enough for that tonight, Daniel. So,
Whoa! All right. Whoa. I didn't say I wouldn't get trapped in internet in Riyadh, but...
Oh, I love chat. You're not wrong. You're also not right either, Rob.
You're not wrong. You're just an asshole.
Well, the answer is no one was doing a direct parallel. And therefore, the answer is always going to be, not always, but whenever you're comparing characters, you're going to be a little right and a little wrong. Because again, Rand is a little bit King Arthur. But also, guess who else is a little King Arthur? Arthur... Hawkwing.
I honestly expected a joke to come there because I don't know why. I just felt that you were going to tell us a joke, and I was like, "Who's a tiny like a tiny King Arthur?" I was expecting someone really short to be mentioned, and I was like, "You know, all the, yeah, exactly something like that." You know, I couldn't think of anything funny. Sorry.
But yeah, no, it's, again, it's the, like, Moraine has a little Merlin. Once Ran comes into his own, he's got a little Merlin. Like, Perrin isn't actually Thor because he doesn't actually kill, like, any giants or do whatever. But he's also got a hammer and he doesn't do anything with lightning. Those are the Aes Sedai. But, like, again, it's all, like, that's why this story isn't just
I'm gonna fight you on the take lightning.
On Arthur, on King Arthur and the Knights of Camelot. It's a lot of different. You're gonna fight me on what?
I'm on the
fight lightning. Him on the lightning.
Yep.
All right.
So
ding ding ding.
Yeah. Here we go. When he starts hitting Shadowspawn with the hammer, like a blue light type situation happens, doesn't it?
So there's our Lord of the Rings tie-in.
I'm sure there was like, hit me up here, chat. Come on, hit me up. Help me up.
He does is he hits a Trolloc and the Trolloc sizzles. I don't know.
Oh, is this sizzling? Okay. For some reason, I imagined light with that, perhaps then.
Oh, this sizzles. Yeah. No. When he starts killing Trollocs with the hammer, it like is very special. And it's like, you know, cleric running around hitting, you know, undead with a maul because there's like, heavenly damage coming out of it, but it's not like fucking lightning. It's not like he's calling lightning from
I wasn't expecting, you know, MCU style stuff, but you know, like,
yeah, well,
there was a bit of a sizzle, you know, it was a sizzle enough for me anyway, so
there's a
all right, so I'll give you like I'm not fighting you on the lightning, but I'll give you kind of like to be fair. How's that?
To be fair.
I will say one other common comparison is Matt has very large similarities to Odin.
Yes. The one eye.
I love how Andrew put in chat what I thought he was going to say.
To a lot of things.
Harry carries. He's father to a lot. That's Loki.
I'm fairly
he's like,
certain.
He's like that the love child between Loki and Odin.
Kids.
Matt can be summed up with Loki and Odin. Like, he's Loden? The love child. Loden.
Well,
he's Loden.
Seeing as how in the original Oki. Norse mythology and not all of the MCU stuff and whatnot, Loki and Odin are brothers. That really just makes like Matt the magical mesh between them.
Did you just tell me that MCU isn't like honest to God?
It's not actual Norse mythology.
Oh my God.
No. Sorry.
I'm feeling extra sassy tonight, apparently. Sorry.
Well, it's also interesting because there's this great show.
When you want to
Netflix
start talking about
that's actually Norwegian as well, and it's called Ragnarok.
Oh, that's a fun one.
And it is. It's a good show. And even in that show, neither Thor or Loki is actually children of Odin, but they're also brothers. But it also like talks about the actual Norse mythology that like they're supposed to be uncle and nephew, but they're totally just brothers in the show. And you're just like, Jesus, can nobody get this shit right? Like, come on.
But as long as Cap gets the hammer in the end, I'm okay with the fact they didn't get the fact their brother's correct. Okay, so yeah.
No. And that scene was amazing.
I also love when they're holding the wrong ones, and then Thor looks at him and he's like, that one's mine. And he tosses the axe to him, and then he throws the hammer back.
Yeah. No, I like the similarities. I like the legends.
Are we doing another episode on this? Yeah.
No,
we're just doing like.
Yeah, but this time we're arguing about it. This time we're arguing about it.
I think we're
trying to listen to lots of things, as opposed to just, you know, as opposed to stick on the MCU, is that we were going to do lots of. Yes. Today is FUBAR. Yes.
Yes. Today.
So what other comparisons do we have?
FUBAR.
What were we talking about? What was the actual topic?
The actual episode for tonight was supposed to be the Terms of the Dragon's Peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the controversial pieces of it. Yeah.
Well, it was we were gonna outline what those terms were and how they arrived there. And we actually did research for this episode. That's right? What we did. We cursed ourselves by researching it. Damn it, Andrew.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, me.
Well, we did joke that you sent us a bubble of evil because you weren't here. So
that's true. We said Daniel's running late, so he sent a bubble of evil.
So we can't start without to stall us. Either that or I'm way more powerful than I thought. Because if I had sent one, it was only supposed to fuck him up until I got here. Like, come on.
Apparently his internet company did not get that memo. They got fuck him up, and then the page stops and they didn't get the next line, which a little bit. So yeah.
I do really love that image of the kid trying to osmose the knowledge. Right,
try to get all the information from the book and just
yeah.
I'm learning.
And of course everybody's like, you're not actually reading it. Therefore, there is a way to do what you're doing, but you have to use your eyeballs instead of your handballs.
Oh, God. Wrong balls, yes.
You're using the wrong balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fill me up with your knowledge. What,
knowledge. Daddy. Daniel's handballs. Hashtag Daniel's yep. handballs.
I feel like we could just sit here and like words wrong. Just we noodle. Could sit here all night just regurgitating what chat types in, and it would like just be noodle. Hilarious, wouldn't it? You know.
I mean that you're not
that's
wrong.
A solid episode idea.
It is. Even though at the same time, like again, if we don't give them fodder, there is definitely some truth in the like there's less to respond to. But at the same time, they do a very good job. We have very good patrons.
We are merely the shit out of we are merely blank canvases. Well, paint upon us.
Sexy Morshadi has thrown out a comparison here. So Lord of the Morning / Morning Star, First Among Servants / First Among Angels. So Luceran is Lucifer.
Yes.
And then it was
we made that comparison before.
Yeah. Well, we were citing our TV last show, Lucifer.
Well, that was part of it.
Yeah.
But it was the accurate biblical comparison that turned into the fun one. Not necessarily just, oh, well, Luceran's hot like Tom Ellis. Like it was actually accurate.
I mean, that's the way to go, isn't it? You start serious and then you make it funny. So
yeah, no, exactly. Know. Honestly. Since it's not gonna be I guess it's probably even like starting in season two. I would be totally happy if Tom Ellis just plays Luceran Telamon. I think that would be fucking great.
Well, Tom Ellis is great, so
exactly. I mean, that's why I'm
if he
like,
played anything,
I would be
I'd
down.
Be happy with that.
And yeah. You would just get, you know, his cheeky ass British accent. In the whole like lose it, kill them all.
Nothing wrong with the cute British accent.
Like, I don't even want him angry. I want him to play it just like normal Lucifer the whole time. Just like he can channel, kill him. Kill
Do you know
them
what you
all.
Desire? You desire to kill them.
What is it you yeah. truly desire?
I'm enjoying these British accents.
You desire it.
I'm sure you are.
or we could have the guy from Kingsman. And he could be like
Egerton.
Egerton, yes.
Yes. I honestly thought
you
meant
he could come in.
Mr. Pride and Prejudice, whose name eludes me right now.
Darcy?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, I honestly thought you meant him, and then you're like Taron. I'm like, oh Taron. Oh yeah, okay, cool. Yeah,
Taron, and he would come in and be like, Oi, Rand, you go kill him, innit?
Yeah.
No. Oi bruv, what are you doing?
You want to sort that out, guys.
Manners maketh man, I tell you what.
I do want to sort that out. All right, gents, I gotta run. I've had some things pop up over here that I've got to take care of.
What?
So I know. It's not ideal. It's not ideal for me either. Trust me, I would much rather be here.
Well, good.
Are we tying up the BTB then? Is
we might be.
No,
are
you guys go. You guys
elsewise?
Keep going. You guys keep going. You guys keep going.
Are we actually going to do the episode, or are we just going to shoot the shit?
We're not doing the episode. This is a BTB.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Okay, so are we going to... We'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
So thanks for joining us on this BTB episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please join me next time, where we will be talking about today's prime topic that we decided not to do just because it was fun.
Yeah.
I have been night, Josh. Rob, the stand-in host of the Zoom.
Right.
Well, he was Josh, but he's left.
Yeah, if you get kicked, I think it'll default to me, which is nice.
Well, I'm the host.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It defaulted to you because you just host every... It knows. If there is a Wheel of Time thing, that's why it kicked Andrew. It was too confused. It was like, wait a second, Rob's here, but he's not hosting? No, get the fuck out of here, Andrew, you done.
Yeah, I love Josh, but Malkia Talks takes over the Black Tower. That's the episode title right there. I like it, so.
There we go. I like it.
that's hilarious, so. Right, well. Thank you so much.
How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing good.
I didn't get the intro stuff, so hi.
Hi. Well, the intro was just like
shoot the shit a little bit more.
A minute in, and then like hell broke loose. So
right.
I love it. No, I'm doing good, man. I've had a long 14 days at work, but I'm on a few days off now.
Nice. That's excellent.
I was praying for
officially. Obviously. Sorry, not officially.
What do I do that pays the bills?
Paid. Yeah, exactly. Professionally.
Yeah, I run a kitchen in a pub, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I moved back to an old place where I used to work at, and I have zero stress in my job now. So even though I just did 14 days straight, I did not feel stressed about it at any point.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, that is nice. Yeah, we're just starting to slow down at the restaurant I work in. But for the last month and a half, it's been basically just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I know that you want a day off, but there aren't days off because we're so short staffed. And I was like, all right, this is just how this is going to be then.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so bad when the pay packet comes in, but at the time, of course, you're just like, yeah.
Yep. So. Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent.
So it looks like we need to reorganize this then, doesn't it?
Reorganize.
The recording.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get it together. I know that you're a busy lad, but we'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. It's fine. So, I'll do a sign off for Andrew. Like, what does he normally do? I forget. What does he normally do? Because I keep wanting to do my own one, and that's not going to work.
Well, are you talking about the BTP sign off?
Yeah, I know you have the end piece of it, but like what he does. Like,
yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I know you have the very end piece. So. I don't know. Thanks for joining us today. It's the Malkia Talks Tower podcast. as previously stated.
Is it Black Malkia Tower or is it?
Oh God, what?
Malkia Tower.
Welcome to the Black Tower Talks.
There we go. Black Tower Talks. Yes. I love it. Fuck yeah.
Yes, excellent. I love it. Apparently we need to do plugs and condoms. Okay, so...
We didn't talk about anything. We don't need condoms.
Yeah, we didn't. And, well, we talked about them without putting on a condom, so, yeah.
Oh, okay, well...
Oops, but it's a bonus.
All right, here, yeah. I'll do a little bit of a... No, we've got spoiler.
No, codes. There was a spoiler warning. Number five was Hetsky pick number five, so Andrew can edit that into the recording, excellent. So that's fine. And he went to do plugs.
So I apologize to all of the Patreons who are not full spoiler.
Do we have any tonight?
That heard thing. I don't think so. I don't know.
The only one I don't recognize is Kindred Spirits. So
yeah, no, I think I'm pretty sure Kindred Spirit is also caught up. So I think we actually have everybody who has read the series. So nice. I don't think we actually spoiled anybody in person.
Andrew, and I'm recording direct to my computer. I'll send you the file.
Yes.
I wasn't sure how the cloud worked, so I hit record on this computer.
Yes,
got you covered, bro. So
excellent.
So go check out Black Tower Podcast. Is it Black Tower?
Black Tower Pod.
Andrew.com.
Yeah.
No, Andrew was talking about that before he disappeared. So check out that. Yes. Go check out the Crystal Barista.
Yes.
Which is Rock Pick on Facebook. No, where is it Rock Pick?
Yeah, facebook.com/rockpick. And then she's Crystal Barista on Twitter and her own website.
Yes.
She is the crystalbarista.com. See, as well.
I take in knowledge. I know the Rock
Pick. You are very good at this. Yeah.
I'm trying. You're so, doing well. Yeah. So, as previously stated, the Bijan Mahal graced us for maybe a moment.
I'm not the Bijan Mahal. I don't know why I'm waving. Been a long day already.
The Suravon Mahal ducked out before he said goodbye. Officially. So.
And then the Amangan Mahal came in after things got all fucked up. So there's that.
Yeah. And and I have been your Zumacon Mahal.
Ooh.
I'm going with that one. That works.
I like it.
And Daniel, if you'd like to sign us off.
Yes, and I have been Daniel, your Amangan Mahal, for the brief time I've been here. And thank you very much for joining us from all of us here at the Black Tower Talks. We hope that you are having a lovely morning for this bonus Black Tower Malkier Talks mesh episode. We will definitely get this scheduled again so that we can legitimately talk about our topic.
Yeah, why not?
And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Love it.
Such a mess.
That's great.